Radio Prague News.
The hunt is on for Czechs who have gone missing in Lebanon. The first group of Czech military personnel has departed for Iceland, and more than 30 valuable artworks are missing from the National Gallery's collection. The Czech Republic will draw on the support of foreign intelligence services on the ground in Lebanon to help recover five Czechs who have gone missing there, Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek said Monday. This ahead of a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels. The minister added that an emergency meeting would be convened again on Tuesday. The five Czechs who have not been identified disappeared with their Lebanese taxi driver near the border with Syria. It later transpired that the taxi driver's brother was detained in the Czech Republic last year on suspicion of terrorist links and has since been waiting for a ruling whether he should be extradited to the United States. The first group of Czech military personnel departed for Iceland from the Chaslov military air base on Monday to prepare conditions for a new Gripen fighter jet mission. Czech-operated jets will guard the airspace above Iceland for the course of 1 month, taking over from Canada's Air Force. The Czechs, who have guarded Iceland's airspace before, were asked by NATO to return. Four planes will fly missions while one craft is being kept in reserve. Activities by Russian planes near Iceland are said to have increased, underlining the necessity for the country, which lacks its own air force, to protect its airspace. Around 31 valuable drawings are reportedly missing from the collection of the National Gallery. This, according to the spending watchdog, the National Audit Office, which made the announcement on Monday. Some of the missing works are by Josef Lada and František Kupka. A particularly interesting case are missing works by painter Jan Zrzavi, which appear to have been lost sometime after they were lent for an exhibition in Amsterdam in 1999 and 2000. The National Gallery started criminal proceedings regarding the loss as the audit office checks were ongoing, that is, at least 13 years after the disappearance is said to have taken place. In other news, the Ministry for Regional Development is preparing a proposal for the use of state or other funds in the demolition of abandoned buildings in problem areas. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka confirmed on Monday. He made the statement while visiting the city of Uski nad Labem in North Bohemia, which has a number of such neighborhoods. The Prime Minister outlined possible ways forward, saying the strict demolition of condemned buildings could be paid for by the state and local municipalities. Another option is the apparent revitalization of areas following demolition, such as with the creation of affordable or social housing, which would involve European funding. The Uski region estimates that some 250 million crowns would be needed to level problematic buildings. In culture, Croatian pilgrims traveling in folk costumes and on horse-drawn carts completed a roughly 1,000-kilometer journey from Bosnia-Herzegovina to Mikulov in Moravia on Sunday to celebrate the final day of the annual Culture of Nations of Podii festival. The ethnic Croatians were recalling an historic exodus from their homeland 500 years ago. The ethnic Croatians' ancestors historically fled before the Turks to what is today Austria, Hungary, and Slovakia. The festival in Mikulov, significant in the town's cultural calendar, annually celebrates local minorities' heritage and culture, from dance and theater to traditional cuisine. Renowned Czech violinist and university pedagogue Václav Sníkil has died aged 87. The dedicated musician, who ranked among the very top violinists in Czechoslovakia and later the Czech Republic in the 20th century, passed away on Sunday after a brief illness, his son confirmed. As a young man, Sníkil studied violin under Jaroslav Kocian and composition with Vítězslav Novák. I'm Jan Velinger. You'll find more news and stories at radio.cz.